Good evening and welcome to Your Legal Rights on KALW-FM 91.7 in San Francisco. I'm Jeff Hayden. Tonight is a different program. Throughout the years, 30-some plus years, we at this station, at this program, have been offering legal advice, letting you call in, ask your questions of us on the air, and we've been giving you advice. Tonight, we're turning the tables. We're asking you to call in and for you to give us advice. Tonight, the topic is your legal rights. Before I proceed further, let me state first that tonight is also a Call a Lawyer night. We do have lawyers standing by to take your calls off the air and answer your questions. We're still here to give advice tonight. The number that will not place you on the air is 800-525-9917. Again, that's 800-KALW-917. Lawyers standing by to take your calls, and you're going to hear from several of them tonight. You'll also hear from my guest here in the studio with me tonight is District Attorney Stephen Wagstaff. Steve, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Thank you, Jeff. Good evening.
And as I told you, tonight's going to be a little different. Last Sunday marked the 1 year since Chuck Finney passed. He was the visionary that created this show. We have done our best to preserve his vision and to keep this show going as he would have it. But we have made a few changes to keep up with different times, different opportunities. We had somewhat different networks of attorneys to turn to. And it's your chance to give us some feedback on how we're doing. We also want to take a moment and talk a little bit about Chuck and his vision. If you have questions for me, for my guests, or more particularly, if you'd like to answer ours or help us fashion how we're moving forward with the show, it's really your chance to help steer us on track, to help the show moving with your vision and in your direction. If you would like to share your vision with us, the number in the studio that puts you on the air is 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. If you're calling from outside of San Francisco, please call us toll-free on our dime. The number here is 866-798-8255. Again, that number is 866-798-8255. And with that, let me welcome you, Steve.
Welcome.
Steve has had an amazing career himself, but one of the things that brings him here tonight is the career he had working with Chuck Finney for how many years was he with your office?
About 30 years.
So he has a lot that he can comment there. But additionally, the last time that Steve and I were here in studio, we had with us as another guest the late Jeff Adachi. Jeff was another visionary who was well-known, well-respected in legal circles. We all knew Jeff. He made tremendous inroads, took an office that was already functioning at a pretty high level, and really made it the premier public defender's office, I believe, in the United States. And he, as most of you have heard, he left us on Friday very unexpectedly, very suddenly, and given that he's the same age as I was, it really got my attention as well. I want to give a shout-out and just send a little love the way of the people that are with him, whether it was his family, whether it was the people that work with him in the public defender's office. They're meeting right now, going on a march, really celebrating his life, his career. If you want to share your thoughts on any of this, whether it's about Chuck and his vision, whether it's about what we've been doing with the show, whether it's about Jeff Adachi and his passing and what that means to you, what that means to our community, It's really wide open. Tonight is your show. I see that our first caller's on the air. We should be queued into you in just a moment. But I want to turn it to Steve and see if there's anything you want to share from the get-go before we get going.
Well, on the two topics that you just mentioned, the two gentlemen who were lions in their fields, first Chuck Finney. I remember hiring him, being involved in the hiring of him back in the mid-'80s. And watching over the course of his three decades of service, he was such a crusader for the consumers and the citizens. He wanted a better world, and he constantly fought for that. And then watching what he did on this show statewide for the bar, just a magnificent leader of our community.
And to that end, as much as he was a fighter, he was the consummate gentleman. I've never heard him utter a harsh word. I've never heard him raise his voice. And what a magnificent voice that was. If I could speak like he did, it's a very high standard to try to meet.
It was a choice for him to make because, you know, he was a child actor down in Hollywood. And the choice for him was, do I continue to go in the acting field or into the law? And he chose the law because he wanted to serve others. But you're right. He was clearly somebody who could have been at the Academy Awards winning awards like they did the other night.
And with this show, he found a way to meld a little bit of those two things together. With that, let me turn to Austin in San Francisco. Welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hi, how's it going? I want to say, first of all, rest in peace, Jeff Adachi. I know he did tremendous things for state legislation and all sorts of stuff. I have my own legal situations I just wanted advice about, they're two completely different ones. And they're actually both friends of mine, but I think that, so let me just start by saying the first one, I have a friend who was suspected of shoplifting at the Burlington Coat Factory, and the security guard ended up shooting him 4 times. Miraculously, he lived. However, he is now he's kind of addicted to opiates and probably some hard drugs off of the street, and he doesn't want to pursue any legal action. I think the main issue is he's kind of unable to recall the situation because he's a little out there on the opiates, and I don't know if there's any recourse for him or not. I just feel like even if he was stealing, it's not something that entails you getting shot 4 times for. And should I just go into the second one? Sorry if this is kind of out there.
I can jump into your first one if you like.
Yeah, let's hear it.
As my role over the past year, I should tell you, I'm not used to giving legal advice on the radio because I'm usually introducing guests and letting them give the advice. But I can tell you, without knowing much about what happened, it's very difficult to tell how far beyond these guards took it, whether it was too far outside the pale or not, because we don't know the facts of what happened. Was it merely a shoplifting and he walked out and was shot in the back, whether there was a struggle that ensued, exactly what happened? So it's very hard for us to gauge here what your friend would be entitled to. It's also very hard to pursue anything if your friend doesn't want to. If your friend is competent, and in this measure, we're really talking about competent to make his own decisions to where he can assert his legal rights or waive them, is able to take care of his own needs of food, clothing, and shelter, preserve his own estate, the things that would prevent him from being conserved, where he can make these decisions, and he doesn't want to pursue it. There's not much to be done for him. On the other hand, if he is probably not so much because of something voluntary like the drug addiction, but something involuntary, if the ultimate decision-making is something beyond his capacity, then it might be that there are things people can assert on his behalf, but he'd be surrendering a lot of his rights to let that happen, because at that point you're talking about having him conserved, whether it's a conservatorship based on his organic condition or whether it's because he's at a point where he can't make these decisions of provide for food, clothing, and shelter. It's really an unfortunate situation.
Totally. I know that the security guard was arrested on criminal charges. There was a few articles in the newspaper about it. And there was a struggle that ensued. I know a little bit more about it, but only his side of it pretty much. However, he is kind of incapable of taking care of himself at the moment. And he's homeless now. I think he gets maybe some Social Security. I'm not sure, but I totally understand what you're saying. And
another facet to it has to do with the use of opiates. And for some reason, a switch was thrown that said these things that were designed for you to use for a very short time to get over an intense period of pain as they transition you to some other type of pain management. Somehow the decision was made some years back to prescribe them for longer term maintenance, and it's epidemic. that people that get prescribed these drugs for too long and have to chase more and more of them to have an effect that is fleeting over time, transition from prescription medication that the doctors gave them to over-the-counter medications to illegal medications to try to dull the pain, and eventually the psychic effect is overwhelming. And it's epidemic right now. It's a very unfortunate thing.
Yeah, totally. Okay, yeah, I understand that. And I don't want to take up too much of your airtime, but can I just get into the other situation very quickly?
Yes, and when you when we're done, I'm going to suggest we have some probate attorneys that are here tonight at, to answer your phone calls off the air. And it
you're really
in their realm as far as your friend's capacity to make these decisions and what kind of rights he could give up. And I'll give you that number again at the conclusion of your second question.
Okay. So my second question is another good friend of mine had a job at a marijuana cultivation warehouse, and so he was working there for maybe 6 months. It was new ownership and whatnot, and they're treating the rooms with this. They're spraying the rooms with a chemical, whatnot, and working in the rooms. And my friend realized, he asked his superior, he says, "Hey, what is this that we're spraying?" And the superior says, "You know, don't worry about it." And he finds out that they're not supposed to be working in the area that, that it's being sprayed in. And he ends up losing his temper and says, like, "You know, I'll beat your ass." He gets kind of violent. He doesn't hit anybody, but he gets verbally violent and ends up getting fired. Then a bunch of people walk out and quit with him on the same day, like in solidarity, because who wants to be in a room sprayed with poison, you know, and the superior's not really telling him what it is. And the people that all quit on that day, they wrote a letter, a joint letter with everyone's name on it, including his, saying, you know, this is why, to their direct superior, they went over the person's head to the owners, and they were like, you know, this isn't okay, this is why we quit. And and so everybody got their job back except for my friend who got verbally violent, and he did not get physical, but he was understandably really upset, you know what I mean? And I was wondering if he has any retribution or if there are any sort of like whistleblowing laws that might protect him, because I don't feel like he should have been fired for asking that question and then getting mad when the person said don't worry about it, you know?
It doesn't sound so much like a whistleblower as much as possibly whether his actions are justifiable. And even for the others, had they not been invited back, whether there's a wrongful termination action or the like, we have an employment lawyer who was going to be here tonight but is ill and couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
You're in San Francisco. My recommendation for your friend would be to call the Lawyer Referral Service, the Lawyer Referral Information Service of the San Francisco County Bar Association, or the Bar Association of San Francisco. You'll actually be hearing from the Bar Association of San Francisco next week. They will be amongst my guests here when we talk about what the local bar associations do for consumers and really getting in the community, and less so the lawyers. But their number is 415-989-1616.
And I'm going
for that person. You want to talk to an employment lawyer.
I'm going to this podcast is available for downloading, right? I'm going to download it when I'm off the air to get all the information.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Absolutely.
So thank you. I really appreciate you guys listening. And
Austin, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
And also on the line is Tom Lenz from Pasadena. Tom is a frequent participant on the show. Tom, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Jeff. It's really great to have the opportunity to call in, and I just wanted to...
I probably should have cross-connected you to Austin just now. You might have been able to be of some help to him.
Yes, issues involving the workplace are definitely what I deal with every day, and I think the details are going to matter for that situation. I definitely think your recommendation of going to the Legal Referral Service is a good one, so that he can get someone who focuses on those issues to comment on the situation he described.
One of the things that I learned as the chair of the Board of Legal Specialization not that long ago is one of the areas that's really harder for most people to get a handle on is labor and employment, because there are so many specialties within that area of law.
That is true. And it seems to be more complicated all the time as more legislation is passed, and the existing laws are changed. So it's something where employers and employees need to stay tuned. So it's certainly been good for job security.
Absolutely. And for those who don't know it, labor and employment is not one of the 11 areas where the state bar certifies specialists, but you can look to see if the lawyer you're talking to, if you look on the website for the State Bar of California, you can look to see whether that lawyer is a member of the Labor and Employment section of the California Lawyers Association. This is a resource available to lawyers to get better education, to have more connection with other lawyers that are in that field of law. So you learn more and more about less and less and are in a much better position to service your clients. And that's a tremendous resource out there. But
yeah,
Tom,
you've
been a longtime participant in this program and a great help both to Chuck Finney and more recently to me. And I would like to thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. And that's really because of the Labor and Employment Law section, formerly of the State Bar of California, and now a part of the California Lawyers Association nonprofit. I had the pleasure and privilege to serve as chair of the section, and leading up to that, I helped Chuck with programming on labor and employment law topics. And I have to say, Chuck's spirit of public service was infectious. He was not only a good friend, but someone who really inspired me to do more, not only in terms of, you know, my law practice, but in outreach to the public and other lawyers. This program has been such a fantastic vehicle for that.
You know, one of the things that we participated in is one of our newer formats that we've been doing over the last year, and I think you've been active working with me on one or two of these shows, is something that I'll say, Employment Law 101 is an example, where I really want to talk to people about the bare bones, not so much the detail, but really give them a sense of it as if they were studying a course, maybe not at law school level, but junior college level, like really talking about the broader picture. And I really wanted to get your feedback on that. If you think that's a good thing, if you think maybe we should take a step back, or if you think that's a good thing to pursue.
I think it's a very good thing to pursue, because I think many times there is perhaps a presumption that the audience knows the intricacies of certain issues. And it's important to step back and perhaps to remind people of the landscape in which the law exists, how it came about, you know, what the different tensions are, and the rights in my practice of employees versus those of management. And I was stunned to learn when I was a new lawyer that employees could strike without having a labor union. And I ended up trying cases in that regard, and that has been very, I think, impactful in how I deal with workplace issues. But I think that even beyond that very specific situation that I mentioned, for people to understand, you know, the issues they deal with every day, I think it's very practical and very useful. And I know the feedback that I've had has been very positive.
Excellent. Thank you. Anything that you suggest that we do in the future going forward? Anything that, not just topic areas, but structurally, any changes you would recommend or anything we should explore?
Well, I think that issues such as harassment, Me Too, wage an hour, how people get paid, and perhaps the independent contractor, gig economy, which continues to develop, these are all issues I think that warrant examination. There's probably a whole host of others I could list for you, but I think the approach you're taking is great, and I think that getting to the basics, allowing the listeners to participate by calling in, and enabling those who participate on the show to respond to real-life situations. It's not only good for the listeners or those who call in. I think it's good for us as lawyers to, you know, really hear what's going on out there and what matters to the audience.
Absolutely. In the year that I've been here, I can't tell you how much I've learned. It's a really interesting dynamic to go from 25 years of learning more and more about less and less to suddenly shift gears and spend a year learning less and less about more and more.
I think you said it very well.
Thank you. Well, Tom, I really appreciate your participation with the show over the years, and certainly over the last year that we've been working together. I look forward to doing so for quite some time to come.
Likewise, Jeff, and I know that the labor and employment section does as well. Really grateful for the opportunity to talk to you tonight.
Tom, thanks again. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Take care, Jeff.
And Bye. You as well. Alice, welcome. Alice is calling from Brookings, Oregon, and I can tell you when you'll hear the voice, many of you will recognize it. There's probably nobody around that knows this show better than Alice, myself included. Alice, welcome.
Thank you so much. And I've enjoyed the shows that you've done over the past years. As you know, I was a huge fan, along with countless others, of Chuck Finney. And I frankly thought if anybody could take over, you could. And you've certainly proved that. And I think you've done a wonderful job. I wanted to second what your guest had said about Chuck. You know, he was respectful of everyone, made everyone feel so good and encouraged and wanted. But at the same time, he wasn't afraid to take on those who were taking advantage of people. I wanted to quickly mention, Jeff, I think you may even have mentioned it already, but his daughter, Chuck Finney's daughter, Alexandra, has put together a website honoring him that people are invited to not only look at, but share stories. And do you mind if I give that site?
I don't. I was planning on it. I absolutely like it even that much better if you were to do it. For those that don't know, Chuck passed a year ago, and to mark the anniversary of his passing, his daughter, Alexandra, put together a memorial website to Chuck. We'd encourage anybody who participated in the show, spoke to Chuck, and it made an impression, anybody that could share any stories. And you can look back at Chuck over the years and see some of the pictures attached there. It was really Chuck's vision that put us in this spot, that really enabled us to, and really do our best to carry it on. He was an amazing visionary. And I don't know of any show like this where different lawyers in all different areas spend an hour at a time concentrating on one particular area, answering your calls on the air, having another group of lawyers answer calls off the air so they can get into the nitty-gritty of your case without displaying it on the air. This is a unique situation, and I can't speak enough to the vision he had. And Alice, while you're on the line, I thought I would mention that a friend of yours just walked in the room and joined us. Janet, say hi to Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Janet. How good to hear your voice.
Yes, I heard your voice, and I wanted to come and chime in about that website, because I saw it when you sent the email, and I went and checked it out, and really enjoyed seeing all the photographs of Chuck, you know, during his life, because I only knew him for the last 10 or 12 years here at the radio show and through the National Board of Trial Advocacy and the different things that he did. And it was really heartwarming to see those photographs. So thanks for sending that.
What a good-looking guy, yes.
Before you give the website, let me take a moment away for just a moment. I want to again reiterate, tonight is Call a Lawyer Night. We have lawyers standing by in several areas of law that are here to answer your calls. Some of our usual suspects are here tonight, and we're more than happy to take your calls off the air as well as on and answer your specific legal advice questions. The number in the studio that will not place you on the air, 800-525-9917. Again, that's 800-KALW-917. And with that, I'll turn it back to Alice and Janet and Steve, and I can sit back for a change.
Well, the website is chuck-finney.forevermissed.com. I'd encourage anyone listening, and maybe share it with others. It's a wonderful website, and you may want to share your own stories.
Thank you for sharing that. I really think it's helpful. I think a lot of people may find it entertaining and enlightening. And frankly, Chuck's family may find a lot of joy in seeing how Chuck has affected other people and continues to do so even a year after he left us.
And I want to mention, I don't know that your listeners are aware of how much fun we had sitting around that table at the Paula Lawyer Room. And I learned a lot listening to you and to Janet take calls, listening to your end of advice, and learned a lot just sitting there. That was nice, too. So I want to thank you both.
No, thank you, Alice. I learned a lot from you, and my career took a certain change in direction from meeting you. I learned more about specialization, and through your example and tutelage, I actually joined and participated for 4 years with the Criminal Law Advisory Commission, because that's the area in which I was practicing and became specialized, and later became the chair of that commission, which is under the Board of Legal Specialization. But then following your example, I thought, you know, there is something to be learned from being on the board. And I served on that board with you for a number of years. I remember my first impression was just how serious this room is compared to some of these commissions. And I stayed with that right up until I chaired it, and a year thereafter. It's a pretty amazing experience to go through so long of your career dedicated to learning more and more about less and less. But that's how we get to be good and really service our clients. And to do this over the last year and suddenly learn the big picture and take a step back from that specialization was quite a shift in direction.
Well, I think that Chuck also, I mean, he brought together so many friends. So many friendships were made as a result of Chuck Finney and the work that he did, the dedication he had. He made us all better, I think. He made us all better people.
I think that would be the one thing I would say, is the last sentence you just said. He made us all better people. We all work to service our clients day in, day out. And some of us, that client might be somebody that is in a bind. It might be the state of California. We're all in the business of servicing our clients. It's what we do as lawyers. But here, the rest of us got to catch up with people like Chuck or Steve and actually learn to serve the people and give something back to the public and really commit a public service. And it's actually quite enlightening.
For me, knowing you, Alice, and also Chuck, I got this education in consumer protection and how being a better lawyer and being specializing in a specific legal field does help serve the public and offers the general consumers the protection of knowing that they can get quality legal advice. And here at KALW, Call a Lawyer Night, Chuck made sure that specialists would be sitting in that room to take calls off the air for free and give people legal advice. And I think that that vision is really, really rare. And I like that you say that. I think it was you, Alice, that just said, now I'm confused if it was you or Jeff, but somebody said it, that Chuck made you a better person, and I think I've become a better person just from coming here and taking calls off the air and working with KALW and with Chuck Finney, and so I thank him for that, and I thank you for introducing us.
And Janet, just to be clear, you're not confused, because Alice and I said it one after the other.
I'm so easily confused, though. So
hardly. You're the least confused person I know.
And the youngest person in the room at that.
You know,
yes,
one of,
I want to thank you so much for taking this over, doing such a fantastic job. And I hope next year things will get even more exciting for this program and for you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to good things in the future to continue on the path that we've been having. And you mentioned next year, you mentioned the future, and I want to be very clear with people listening. Before we break for a moment at the half hour, I wanted to really make it clear. We want to be looking forward. We want your feedback on whether we are going in the right direction, whether there's changes you would like to see us make, if we've lost the vision, if we're preserving the vision and expanding it and making it better. We'd really like you to tell us what you want. It's your show. This is your night to give us advice. If you have comments for us, if there are things you would like to tell us, the number to us in the studio is 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. 800-841-4134. If you're calling from outside of San Francisco, do it on our nickel, 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. You're listening to Your Legal Rights. We'll be back right after this.
Support for KALW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you live in San Francisco or Marin County, the Bar Association's lawyer referral service can arrange for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation. Call 415-989-1616 or visit sfbar.org for more information.
For the lawyer, for what you're doing out there, is it
from so where? We're back. We still have Alice on the line, and Janet is here in the studio. And Janet, I know you had mentioned you were about to say something before we went off to break.
Oh, yeah. I did want to say, Jeff, that I really appreciate that you've continued in what Chuck did, which is you take calls from a variety of different people. What's that? I heard ringing. Anyway, I take calls from a variety.
We lost Alice. Okay.
Variety of different people. On a variety of different topics coming from all walks of life, and you manage to take all of their questions very seriously and treat them all with respect. And I know that that's part of who you are, but I think it also does continue in the tradition of how Chuck Finney ran this program. So I wanted to let you know that I appreciate that.
Thank you, and I appreciate your working so hard for this program month after month and coming and joining us, and you're welcome here anytime as well. And for you, as well as to our listeners, I know you sent me some ideas for future shows. We would like to know the areas that you guys are most interested in, because frankly, if you have the ideas, we could try to assemble the talent and answer your questions.
I want to double down on what Janet just said, because it's accurate. Knowing Chuck, because I talked to Chuck many, many times about what's your show this week? And it was always something different. It could range from criminal law to consumer rights to everything. And Chuck always studied and knew the area. And his whole goal was, what do you think people will be interested to hear? And that was what made him so stellar in what he did. And I'm glad, Jeff, that you're carrying that on, because I sat there thinking, how does somebody do that? How do you learn every subject and not just take a stack of questions to ask? You understand it. And that's what Chuck was so phenomenal at, and why he will always be a wonderful role model for you and anybody else who follows in that footstep.
It's somewhat amazing. You learn so much about different areas that you've ever looked at. And I tend not to walk in here with questions ahead of time. I tend not to script it. I really try to channel both the people calling but also the person on the air. And it's an evolving process. Each show is an evolving process. One of the things that I've done is I have found that we start a show, and as it begins to evolve, we're not going to nearly get as far into the subject as I had anticipated. And a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, we're back to the second part of a show. And that's something new. I would really love to hear from listeners. Is that something you like? Do you like the fact that we're making some shows resume after 2 or 3 weeks? Because we found that there's more questions out there, there's more people that want to be heard, and we've come up with some ideas that weren't necessarily covered. Greg from Palo Alto, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hello, thank you, and I'd just like to make a couple of comments about Jeff Adachi and Chuck Finney. One is that I don't live in San Mateo County, and obviously, I'm not in San Francisco County, but what I know about Adachi, I just really saddened to hear about his untimely death. I just, I think he was a good man, and I think he tried to do the best he could in the job that he had, and I'm just sorry to hear about that. The other thing about Mr. Finney was that, a number of years ago, I just can't remember how long ago it was, I called up, and after I'd listened one night, I called Mr. Finney up in San Mateo County, and he agreed to meet with me. We met, we talked, he gave me the name of a law firm up in San Francisco, and I dealt with them. Unfortunately, that didn't work out real well, but I just remember how thoughtful he was and how much he wanted to help and his concern, and I just really appreciated that. I've never forgotten that, and I was really sorry to hear about his death, too, so Anyway, I have fond memories of both of those people.
They were both very caring people. And that's, I think, if you're not interested in helping people, you really don't have a lot of room in the profession. There's enough people out there in this profession that are more interested in themselves and putting themselves ahead. If you're really there to serve, if you're really there to do something for other people, I can't think of better examples than the two you just cited. Chuck was one-minded. He really wanted to help. It was all about educating consumers, protecting consumers, really looking out for them. And that's what this show was founded in. Jeff Adachi was all about taking care of people, taking care of the people that maybe most people don't see as worthy of protecting or defending. Sometimes it's really hard to stand next to somebody who's done something horrific, but maybe figuring out exactly how that lies down, exactly what it was. It may not be exactly what you think. The person charged with killing Kate Steinle, the most recent example that most of us can think of, who would want to stand next to that person and defend them? But Jeff could see it didn't look to be like a premeditated murder. It looked to be like something else. And ultimately stood next to somebody who most people in the country would find indefensible. But he found a way to do it. And one thing that they both shared, one was a prosecutor, one was a defense attorney, but they both found humanity in everybody, and that's what drove them.
You know, that's worthy of noting for Chuck in particular. After he worked in my office for 30 years as a prosecutor, he didn't want to retire to do nothing. He asked if he could come back and volunteer, and he did that for the years in advance of his death, just to do one thing, to take consumer calls into our office and be able to try and help people. That is exactly what he enjoyed about this radio show, and it's what he enjoyed about his practice, helping individuals who otherwise may not have that ability to find a lawyer to help them.
And his work here with the program continued right up to the time that he passed. The last show that he put together aired weeks after he passed. I hosted that show. It was really a show that Chuck put together. The first show I did host was a show that I came in here not knowing who it was going to be. Very fortunately for me, it was a lot of good people. But again, for weeks and weeks after he passed, his work continued. And it was an amazing transition. He was an amazing legendary visionary.
You know, and then moving on to Jeff Adachi, what Greg says is so true. Because during the course of some elections over the last, five, 8 years, Jeff Adachi and I had the chance to do a good number of debates together. And I found in him a trait that was in Chuck Finney, just the ultimate gentleman. Even though Jeff Adachi and I had very different perspectives on criminal law and some things in life, it didn't matter. He was such a gentleman, and we respected each other. And I will always have respect for Jeff Adachi, for what he did for not just the community in San Francisco, but for the state of California.
Although I have to admit, I did learn to my detriment on this program some months back that there was no daylight between your position on bail or Jeff Adachi's. You were both on the same page. But one thing people don't know about Jeff Adachi, who I've probably known at a distance, I would see him every, you know, once or twice a year for a period of 15, 18 years, is just how many arenas he was active in. And there were people locally that know what a loss they took. What surprised me is to see people in all areas of the state. I saw friends from Southern California who knew of his passing before I could say a word. There were people in, now Sacramento, you knew he was there. He was from Sacramento. He had family there still. But Southern California surprised me. He affected different ethnicities, different groups, ethnic groups within the greater society, where he was advocating for them because of other things, not his role as public defender, but other things he was involved in to try to bring us all together. A tremendous visionary and somebody who really did try to break down the barriers between people. Well, Greg, thank you very much for joining us. I hope that you you enjoyed our conversation, and seeing the humanity in both of these individuals and bringing them together was quite insightful, and it was nice talking with you.
Thank you.
And with that, I'd like to turn to Robert in Sausalito. Welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hello. I really do appreciate the show. I've listened to it for quite a while. And you asked for topics for maybe future programs, and the one that I would be interested in hearing would be a discussion about the Bain Civil Rights Act. It's called the Tom Bain Civil Rights Act. And it came to my attention, I filed a lawsuit in federal court over some issues that pertain to being living on a boat in Richardson Bay and being subjected to a lot of harassment by officials. And I've only had one hearing before the judge so far, and she pointed out to me that I might have a claim under the Bain Civil Rights Act, and so I rewrote my complaint and incorporated that in there, and it seems like a topic that a lot of people who have interactions with officials might be made aware of. In fact, you do have rights to not be harassed, and the Tom Bain Civil Rights Act actually addresses the fact that if anyone, whether under the color of law or even a private person, attempts to threaten, harass, or intimidate you over your civil rights, your constitutional rights, state or federal, they're subject to a lawsuit, and the fine is $25,000 per incident per person, and the fine actually goes to the plaintiff. So I'd like to hear more about that. The judge brought it up. She looked at my complaint and said that she thought it was the best pro se written complaint that she had seen in her entire career. She was highly complimentary. And the three lawyers that I'm opposed to, one for the County of Marin, one for Army Corps of Engineers, and one for a local salvager, their mouths kind of dropped open when they heard that, because they'd all sent tons and tons of motions to dismiss that I had to address individually several times. And this has been dragging on now for 2 years, and they've projected that the trial wouldn't even come about until 2020.
Well, Robert, so, let me tell you, there's that one Civil Rights Act, the Bain Civil Rights Act, may be a little specialized, but you're talking about something that's part of a greater network of laws, both state and federal, that look to civil rights, look to going after somebody's civil rights, violating their civil rights, or alternatively doing something to the person in another arena because they're exercising the civil rights, particularly under state authority. The broader topic does have some merit. I've made a note of it because I think that there would be some interest in that. We can talk about that. And I will look into getting a guest for that that can talk, maybe two guests, that can talk about the two sides of those issues, because most of these issues have two sides. But I would like to take a closer look at that. I do think it warrants some consideration. And I appreciate your spending some time with us and sharing your thoughts. Thank you for joining us. If you have a question for me, my guests, well, tonight it's more about your telling us information. If you do have questions, you want to call the lawyer standing by for Call a Lawyer Night. And again, if you have a question that won't place you on the air, the number is 800-525-9917. That's 800-KALW-917. You're listening to Your Legal Rights. I'm Jeff Hayden. With me tonight in the studio is San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff. And again, thank you for joining us, Steve.
Thank you, Jeff.
If you have questions for me, my guest, if you have things you want to tell us, we're really looking to learn more about what you want to hear on this show. Whether you like some of the things that have happened over the last year, we'd like you to share your thoughts. If you'd like to call and share your thoughts about Chuck Finney and the amazing vision he had that led to this show, if you want to talk about Jeff Adachi, who recently passed, we're here to hear from you, to get your thoughts. The number here in the studio is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. If you're calling from outside of San Francisco, our toll-free number, let us pay the dime. It's 866-798 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. And calling from outside of San Francisco, let me turn it to Doris in Berkeley. Doris, you're on your legal rights.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm calling because, although I fortunately have not had to use legal guidance from Mr. Finney over the years, but I faithfully listened, and I'm still listening to your show, and I'm very impressed that you kept the baton, you know, what can I say, that he inadvertently passed the baton to you guys and that you've taken it up so beautifully. And I also think it's testimony to KLW for KLW's deep sense of community and also level of empathy. I mean, Mr. Finney and you equally clearly are empathetic for the person who needs legal guidance or support, or even, you know, offering the phone line privately that people can use. It's just a great public service. So we're grateful that you've kept it going.
Thank you. I appreciate your sharing that with us. You know, Doris, one of the things that we've done in the last year, I would love your feedback on this. One of the things that I've done, and partly because I'm booking things closer to the date it airs, Chuck used to book it further out, and that gives me the luxury. It's a lot more work. It's a lot harder to maintain, and I'm always afraid of maybe dropping the ball. But one thing it does, it lets us talk about current events. So I've brought in some things that might not be as typical of somebody calling for advice. So I'll do it often on a call a lawyer night when there's lawyers standing by to answer those questions. But we might breach into some things that get a little more political, a little more sensitive that way. What are your thoughts about that? Do you think I'm losing the vision? Do you think that that's a good step?
No, it sounds like a very good step. And if you're interspersing that with the call a lawyer approach or focus, I think it would be a nice complement to the other offerings. I think it's a public service. That is what it is, and from the heart. So I think people will stay loyal and learn a lot from you.
Thank you, Doris. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And for those that are listening, I know that we touched on the website a bit earlier tonight, but for those that want to learn more about the origins of the show, the people that want to talk a little or learn a little about Chuck Finney, the website we've discussed is Forever Missed. That's one word, Forever Missed, MISSE.com/Chuck-Finney/poundabout. That's the pound sign about. ForeverMissed.com/Chuck-Finney/poundabout. And with that, stepping into the studio, I see two other participants frequently here to assist in the show. I see Ron Rohde approaching the microphone. Ron, good evening. Welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Thank you.
Ron has been on the show several times. Also approaching the microphone, perhaps though without the headset, is Catherine Ray Wong. Catherine's also participated in the show and with Call a Lawyer for a number of years. Welcome to both of you. What would you like to tell me? What do you think about the direction we've gone? Ron, you've sat in that chair with me on the show as recently as last week. You've seen some of the shows we've done in a 101 format and the like. What are your thoughts about Chuck, about whether we're sticking to his vision, whether perhaps we've lost our way?
No, I think we're sticking with the we're following the vision that Chuck had. And in some ways, I think we're enlarging on that, branching out into other areas that are a little bit more contemporary and a little bit more of are needed a little bit more and more interesting to the listeners.
And I don't know if I'm assuming that microphone is live. I'm hoping so. We didn't do a sound test on it. Kitty or Catherine Wei Wong, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Thank you, Jeff. It's such a nice feeling to be here tonight honoring Chuck, whom I knew for 25 years, about as long as I've been practicing law. And knowing you for even longer than I knew Chuck, I know how proud Chuck would be of you and for how many years you helped him with the show, answering the phones in the other room or being a guest on the show, stepping in on the very rare occasion that he couldn't be here. I know that during this last year, he would be very proud of what you've done to contribute to society. We know you do it for the pay, right?
Absolutely for the pay. I would be glad to swap salaries with anybody. You take the salary I get for doing the show. I'll even double it to swap it with yours if anybody wants to do it. And you and I have known each other for a lot longer than I'm going to admit. You're not old enough for us to have known each other that long. But I really appreciate that, especially coming from you.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that knowing Chuck as long as I did, as the fine lawyer that he was, he always inspired me, back when I was a young lawyer, to volunteer more for our community, to be better at the law that I dug in to get to know. And so he inspired me to become a certified legal specialist in the area of trust and estates. And I like to think that I was able to serve our community, and I still do today when I try to come up and answer the phones. It adds a different level to my career and gives me the opportunity to get to talk to real people that have problems that I don't necessarily see in my day-to-day practice.
One of the things I've learned from people like Chuck, from people like everyone in this room, is even for lawyers, there's far more to life than billable hours.
Very true statement. And even though we have a public servant here who doesn't bill by the hour, and another attorney here that does, we all feel the pressures of the economics in our community. But it was always Chuck who said, stop. Let's serve our community. And it's not about the money. It's about the knowledge that we can share. Not everybody has access to us. And we call it a practice of law. We learn every day. And some of the questions that people call here and ask, it's interesting to stop and think and be able to give the advice without having to worry about how we're going to pay our next bill, because we're just being able to give our advice.
One of the things that I appreciated about Chuck was that his view or his vision for the law was applied both on the air and off the air. I could call him any time and say, there's somebody that has this consumer problem, anything you can do to help them, and he was more than happy to help. Plus, he would call me from time to time with somebody who had a consumer problem in my field and say, can you help them out? And so, and I think all of us have had that experience.
Absolutely. Being in private practice, one of the things that I experienced with Chuck, and I think each of you have, is if he has someone in need that calls between programs, certainly between Call a Lawyer programs, he doesn't wait for the next Call a Lawyer and say, there's nobody here tonight, just us on the air, so you'll have to wait. He would find somebody who he knew in the area. He'd call on me if it was a criminal question. I know he's called various of us just to make sure that that person is served. That was always first and foremost. We still try to do that to this day.
It is such a true statement that Chuck wanted to help everybody. That's all we could do in our office would say, Chuck, you can't solve all of the world's problems. And he didn't accept that. He said, I think I can, and I'm going to keep trying to do it. And he inspires. His legacy is carried on by the people who are here continuing to do his work, all three of you. And that's an inspiration to all your listeners, every lawyer who's involved, and I admire that greatly.
And to you as well, maintaining a consumer protection and environmental unit, to the people in the next room that are answering phone calls. I did get a note just now from a caller who did not wish to talk on the air, but wished to pass along a couple of topic ideas that they would like to see. I say they because I don't know if it's he or she. One of the areas is one that, Steve, I know you have some action in, and that's the forfeiture law. Whether it's federal or state, they tend to be a little different. And that is something I think people would find of interest. Another is the area of animal rights law, to the extent that animals might have rights, or are they considered strictly chattel? What are we doing with that? We did have a show on here, oh, I want to say 8 or 9 years ago, with I participated in, along with the Animal Abuse Task Force of San Mateo County that was then in effect. I don't believe the judge came with us, but there were representatives of your office. We had a veterinarian that was with us. We had both defense and prosecution represented and other interested parties. That would be of interest to me to maybe do that again. We're getting near the end of the hour. I want to give everybody here a chance, if there's something you want to say in summary. We've got about, you know, maybe 4 minutes left. So if there's something you want to say in closing, Ron?
Well, I just wanted to point out, we also had a program a few years ago on animal. It was a program for people who wanted to leave funds for their animals. And that was, I think that was very well accepted. And I sure certainly would encourage any animals out there to call On Call Lawyer Night, and we can answer their questions too.
Usually it's people calling on their behalf.
Oh, is that
I wouldn't necessarily want to talk to our callers and calling them animals. Would you like to add anything?
Well, actually, that show was given by Colleen McAvoy, who, may she rest in peace, a wonderful lawyer who and contributed on this show and to our California and local bar association tremendously. And it was about pet trusts and estate planning for pets. And since my nickname is Kitty, it is something that I continue to work on today. And I just want to thank KALW for being here in San Francisco and serving the community. I've always enjoyed public radio, and it's really an honor to be a participant.
And Steve Wagstaff, what would you like to sum up if there's anything you want to say before we close?
What this show stands for, Chuck did it for decades, you're carrying on, Jeff, is that defeating that stereotype of lawyers, that they're just simply people out there looking for money to try and for their own personal gain. And the reality is, as you all three of you show, that's not the case. You care greatly about it. The title of this show, Your Legal Rights, is because we do care about everybody's legal rights out there. These people are you're all volunteering constantly. And I think you represent the best that our profession has to do, and you're following in Chuck's footsteps. I admire that.
Thank you. And those are quite words that strike me quite close to the heart. I really appreciate it coming from the fact that we're adversaries. We go into the courtroom or various places from day to day, and it may be someone from your office standing there as you, but ultimately we're on opposite sides of the aisle. But there's a certain, as I mentioned about Chuck, as I mentioned about Jeff Adachi, there's a certain human element. There are certain things we all share. There's certain things we all value. And there's more to humanity and more to our role in society than just billable hours. With that, I think that will be the last thing that we can say on the legacy that that Chuck left behind about the show. I appreciate all the feedback about the show's future and some of the ideas for possible shows in the future, and we'll incorporate all of those. I have placed them all in the database of shows we're working up. You're listening to Your Legal Rights. I'm Jeff Hayden. Here with me in the studio tonight, joining me for the night, has been Steve Wagstaff. Also with me right now, Catherine Ray Wong of Redwood City, Ron Rohde of Palo Alto. All of these lawyers have dedicated time to this show, to our Call a Lawyer segment off the air, where we have a number of lawyers still answering your calls as the night goes on, as tonight is a Call a Lawyer night. We do have an unusual program next week as well. You've heard a lot about lawyers. You've heard a lot about there being more to life than billable hours, more to being a lawyer than lining your pockets. Next week, you're going to hear the heads of the bar associations from the counties that this show reaches. That would be San Francisco, San Mateo, Alameda, Contra Costa. They are all coming in, and we're talking about the bar associations in the community. This isn't about what they do for lawyers, it's what they do for you. Stay tuned. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Your Legal Rights. For production assistant Martin McLean, and at the controls, Joanne Marr, I'm Jeff Hayden, and thank you for listening.
Support for KALW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you live in San Francisco or Marin County, the Bar Association's Lawyer Referral Service can arrange for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation. Call 415-989-1616 or visit sfbar.org for more information.